You know, we've been wondering what the rest of the world thinks of this remarkable presidential election in 2016. So this morning we're hearing from some of our reporters overseas throughout the program. And now we turn to NPR's Corey Flintoff in Moscow.
Here in Russia, relatively few people seem to be following the U.S. election campaigns closely, but most people know the names of the front runners. Many people we spoke with at an upscale Moscow neighborhood were wary of all the top candidates. Oleg Pagiev, a 51-year-old logistics technician, says neither of the leaders suit him. Donald Trump's not really a politician, he says. And as to Hillary Clinton, she has always been against our country. Pagiev has kinder words for Bernie Sanders, but little hope that he can win. Sanders comes across as a responsible person, he says, one that Russia could work with, but only if he can beat Clinton and then win the general election. Yevgenia Balyburdina is 65, a retired construction engineer. She thinks U.S. policy toward Russia won't change much, regardless of who wins the election.
Trump
speaks in favor of improving relations with Russia, she says, but Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, does not. One thing that struck me as we heard from these people on the street is that virtually everyone we spoke with seemed to think that the next American president would be an adversary of Russia. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.